الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Inshallah, I will talk about an important topic as well. As you can see, we are selecting different topics that are controversial, or a lot of people are discussing about these days, and there has been a lot of misconceptions. Among these things, the torture of the grave. Another concept that many people speak without knowledge about it, and a lot of people lack the knowledge about it. Is it fact or fiction? The fact is, a person, in order for him to be enlightened with the knowledge of Islam, he must acquire the knowledge from the righteous people, from the mouths of the righteous people. In talking about the torture of the grave, it is obligatory in Islam to believe in that matter, in the torture of the grave. This matter has been confirmed by scholarly consensus, by ijma'. That means all the scholars agreed that this will happen. Whoever denies the torture of the grave is considered blasphemer. He blasphemes for denying this. The torture of the grave has been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala said in al-Quran al-Kareem, "An-naru yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwan wa 'ashiyya, wa yawma taqumu as-sa'atu adkhilu ala fir'auna ashadd al-'adhab." Surah Ghafir, ayah 46, means Pharaoh and his followers will be exposed to hellfire in the early morning and in the late afternoon, whilst in the grave. While he's in his grave, he will be exposed to hellfire. And on the day of judgment, they will be admitted to the severest torture in hellfire. We ask Allah to protect us. A hadith related by Al-Bukhari means, ask Allah for refuge from the torture of the grave. So this is another evidence also, another hadith that confirms that, and this hadith was related by Al-Bukhari, confirms that there is a torture in the grave, and the grave, the torture varies. There is a severe torture for the non-Muslim, for the disbeliever, and there is a lesser torture for the Muslim who died, sinful Muslim who died without for repentance, without repenting from his sins. If Allah willed to punish him, he will be punished in the grave. However, the one whom Allah Ta'ala forgave him, forgave his sins, Allah Ta'ala will save him from the torture in the grave. In another issue also that some people may have misconception about is the proof, the permissibility of the men and women visiting the graves. Now, we spoke about the torture of the grave, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, he told us, ask Allah or seek refuge, ask Allah to seek refuge from the torture of the grave. This hadith was related by Al-Bukhari. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us or advised us to visit the graves. So the Prophet is advising us and urging us and reminding us to visit the graves because it benefits us. In the hadith that was related by Al-Bayhaqi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, visit the graves as they remind you of the hereafter. The Arabic text is, كنت قد نهيتكم عن زيارة القبور ألا فزوروها إنها تذكركم الآخرة, which is related by Al-Bukhari. So this hadith shows that it is permissible to visit the grave of the Muslims. It is permissible to recite Al-Quran for them. It is permissible to visit the graves of the pious Muslims, because this hadith does not say, do not visit the graves of the pious ones, do not seek blessings from them, do not seek barakah from them. It does not say that. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it will remind you of the hereafter. So that's why the Muslims nowadays, They visit the graves of the Muslims, their parents, their relatives, and the awliya, and they ask Allah by the virtue of the awliya. They recite Al-Quran, and they grant this thawab, this reward that has been accepted, inshallah, by Allah. They will grant that reward for the dead Muslim, and that dead Muslim will benefit from that reward, as it has been confirmed in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another topic, inshallah, that I will discuss is the practice of sorcery. What is the judgment of practicing sorcery? Practicing sorcery and witchcraft is Islamically prohibited. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانُ وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. This ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 102, means Sulaiman, Solomon, did not blaspheme. However, the devils blasphemed. They attributed sorcery to Sulaiman, deemed it permissible, and taught it to the people. Imam Muslim related that the Prophet ﷺ said, avoid the seven destructive sins. They said, what are they, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet ﷺ said, associating partners with Allah, shirk, and he mentioned sorcery. So this shows that sorcery is haram to commit, and in some cases sorcery could be kufr. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. If someone committed sorcery in a way that disrespects the Qur'an, belittles the Qur'an, it is kufr. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى. We seek refuge from Allah, by Allah, from that action.